Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Western Hunting Hub podcast. And it is November, deer season is here, and the rut is probably starting to kick off here pretty quick. So I am packed almost for a four-night, five-day backpack hunt here in South Dakota out on the prairie. Pretty excited about it. Got things, I think, pretty well dialed, and that's what this episode is all about. Going to dive through everything I got here laid out and what I have for gear going in my pack. So make sure if you're a female looking for hunting clothes, go to Ridge Patrol. Use Clint 10 for 10% off, or Wilderness Athlete, which definitely is packed in this trip's gear. Go to Wilderness Athlete or Working Athlete and use coupon code HUNTINGHUB. As always, thanks for listening, and if you wouldn't mind, some positive reviews. Also, haven't reached out to Aaron Schneider yet from Kifaru to confirm dates or figure out dates on that. So if you got good questions or things you want to learn from him, he is a hunting fool. So I want to make sure I have some good solid questions and content to reach out with some ideas for that interview. So again, thanks for listening and happy hunting in November. Oh, wow. I just weighed my pack with a Nalgene full of water and the bladder full of water, like a 2-liter one, and everything except the clothes on my body, my bino harness, my bow. Didn't weigh that stuff, but my pack, camp, food for 5 days, all that weighs 45 pounds. So I'd say that's doing pretty darn good. Wanted to be under 50. That's going to significantly reduce once I get to my spike camp. Gonna make this out of shape hunter in a lot better situation. Time to do a gear deep dive. I am basing this off of my XL Mountain gear gear list that's free on their website. I have refined that, made it really useful for me. So I've shared that in the past. It's around. I'll try and get it on this episode notes here. But as you're listening to this, or when I recorded this, I was home, got all my gear laid out here, going to dive through this. But as the episode's released, I am going to be hunting and hoping for a birthday buck. That's the goal. Or I guess wouldn't be a bad deal if it was before that. So we're going to dive into what I got here. First off, on the list is pack and accessories. Of course, have my XL Mountain gear pack, and next to that is my water bladder. I've gone back and forth on water bladders, wondering if I want them or not. It's better for me to be drinking more water. I drink more water that way, but I can't stand not knowing how much water I have. So that's one thing I'm not a fan of. Also, with this, I have my pack cover. That is kind of my way of staying dry this trip. I don't have any rain in the forecast. I'll double check here, but I don't have really any other way of keeping the stuff on the inside dry. Probably gambling here. I think I'd like to throw a black plastic bag through the whole pack just to throw everything in there. We'll see if I do that. My sidearm is coming along. I switched down to my 380, which is even smaller, and I from my 9mm and cut that weight in half. I'm not in bear country or anything like that. This is strictly just for my own sanity, protection, whatever else. So got the axle mount gear there. The moving over to the cooking and drinking section of my gear list, I have laid out 5 days of food, and I would like to get someone on to talk about, we've done this before with food, but man, I am heavy for each day. There's got to be something to give there. I got to give up on some weight, and I just don't know how to do that. Each day can consist of one Mountain House. I threw in, I think, two extra in there, or not Mountain House, but dehydrated meal. And then my main go-tos are, in the morning, I don't really like to eat anything, but I've got all these little packets in there for that consist of my vitamins, my Wilderness Athlete stuff for the day. I've got some coffee, a honey, what the heck are those called? The Honey Stinger Waffles. Those are one of my favorites. I've got two packages of Hydrate and Recover Wilderness Athlete and two of the Energy and Focus. And then always my favorite hunting snack is tortilla with peanut butter and honey in between. And I've kind of gone to what I've said in previous episodes with the Justin's peanut butter. And then I got some little honey packets, some Nate's raw honey. It's real honey, so that was the goal. There's some oatmeal and then fruit leathers in there. So that's kind of one day. What I've noticed is some of the heavy stuff is a little bit of trail mix I have. I don't have a ton of it, but it's just heavy stuff. Other days, I've got plenty of bars mixed in. It's all that same basic stuff, except bars. And oh, on my birthday day and the day before, I've got some smoked salmon in those vacuum sealed packages. Like to have some crackers along, and one day I will, but the other day I'm just gonna eat it as is. Halloween was recently, so I threw a couple of my kids' candy in there. Quest bars, the Bobo bars, I think I got that name right, a Honey Stinger bar, just got a couple I want to try, and then the fruit leathers as well. So that's kind of my main meal choice. Maybe take some pictures and throw that on Instagram later on what that all looks like. But 5 days, all each one in a gallon Ziploc. I know I'm heavy at a pound and a half to 2 pounds for each of those days. So I gotta figure that out. I see some other experienced backpack hunters, and they are putting everything in a quart size bag minus their dehydrated meal. And I'm not quite there yet. I really like to have my food. Next in this cooking pile, we have our jet boil with one full canister, the Sea to Summit long-handled spoon, and I've been thinking I'm going to take my metal cup this time, only because I'm cooking some dehydrated meals directly in my jet boil. They're prepackaged ones or repackaged ones, so they're not in that bag where I can just cook it in the bag itself, so that's just not going to work. The other cooking-related items here are my water kit. I got my two Sawyer water filters and the dirty bag. That's all contained in one big pocket. Next is just one water bottle. That's my main water bottle. It'll be on my side pocket. So between that and the hydration bladder, that's all I have for water, and I don't need any more. That's the other bummer, is I'd rather have one that's got just water in it, one that I keep Wilderness Athlete So it works. Again, not something I'm gonna keep forever. I think I'll mix that up down the road. So looking at the list here, that takes care of cooking and drinking, personal care items. This is the toothbrush. See, we got a little pocket here of toothbrush, toothpaste, a couple flossers, and my scent-free deodorant stuff there. And then I threw in some hand warmers and toe warmers. We are looking at a weekend or week of highs in the 50s, lows in the 20s. So it's going to be really nice. Really, really nice. And we just had a cold snap yesterday or today, and tomorrow is going to be that day after the cold snap. So I'm really excited. And then toilet kit. Obviously, we got some baby wipes and some toilet paper, as well as hand sanitizer. So there's the personal kit. Over to my survival kit and just extra gear related things. This goes into a little pocket that goes in the bottom of the bag because I don't need to get at it very quickly. So I see in here I've got some gauze, some sterile wipes, band-aids, antibiotic ointment. Then I see a little sew kit. God forbid I gotta sew myself up. I don't know if I'll be able to do it anyway. KT tape, athletic tape, just a little small little bit of that. Also some medication of some ibuprofen, Benadryl, Tylenol, allergy pill, and then a little burn cream. Then we also have some Aqua Tabs just in case I need throw one in for purification. Then I think that's all for the first aid related stuff. Then for survival related stuff, I've got here a compass, a couple of Bic lighters, paracord, my extra batteries, AAA batteries, a headlamp wrapped up in some electrical tape. Then I got some duct tape that's wrapped around a piece of cardboard, so there's not a lot there, but just enough if I need to do something with it. Pyro putty. I have a couple of tools for tightening things on my bow. I have an extra headlamp and repair kit for my sleeping pad. That, and then my pen, which is part of my kill kit, but I'll throw that in another spot. That kind of wraps up that survival kit. A little small, compact, not a whole lot there, but that's all I need. Then making my way over to my vinyl harness because that's got a lot of my essentials throughout the day. I've got the Vortex, like it's kind of like the Alaskan thing. So in the front pocket, I have some face paint, my release, chapstick, and a little pocket knife. On the side pocket, I have some lens wipes for my binoculars. Side pocket, I have another lighter and then my windicator. And this trip, I'm taking my Mavens. B2s, 11 by 45s. So that's what I kind of, this is going to be big open country, a lot of glassing. So I wanted to have something that I'm going to be able to pick up a little bit better than my Vortex 10 by 50s. Not much different, but I do notice a little better, better for finding stuff. And then my rangefinder. So got that in the vinyl pack. Let's see, next on the list. That moves us down to essential clothing. And other in the pack. All right, so I know I'm making a lot more noise than I normally do because I'm moving around. I'm not sitting still. On my body, I'm going to have a base layer, which is Merino Wool First Light thing. It's pretty thin. Then I've got a little thicker one. Then I have it's actually a cinch puffy coat. I don't have a hunting gear one. I need to get a decent puffy coat. And then I'm going with my lighter shell on this. I think I have enough insulating layers between all those base and middle layers that I'm going to be good at. I do have one more First Light kind of thicker sweatshirt there, as well as my thin, this is totally an Under Armour black rain jacket. I need to upgrade my rain jacket situation as well. I do like the little side zip First Light merino wool thermo long underwear, whatever they are. And then I also have my Hex suit. That's been something I've had for a long time and really enjoyed using it. Not sure if it works that great. I think I got one too many layers in there. I may be adjusting that. Not positive. Then for definitely my first light merino wool box of Breeze. My Arrow Wool First Light neck gaiter. My First Light little beanie. Then I just got these Kuyu, I think they're the Kenai packable gloves. They're really light, and I really like them. And, of course, I've lost another pair of gloves. I don't know where my other First Light thin early season ones are, so I have my Hex suit gloves that I'm going to be using. And then I have a polypropylene liner sock with a smart wool sock that will be in there. And then in my pack, I will throw an extra liner and wool sock. That's about the only other thing extra that I carry. I don't like to bring any extra clothes. There's nothing else in there. I do have a face mask. And right also in this pile, oh, of course, some pants. I'm going with my mid-weight pants. I don't want to go anything too heavy because I do have those thermals underneath. All right. Next, oh, another thing that goes kind of with my pack accessories, my bow slicker. Bow slicker comes along to keep at night, keep my bow from frosting up, and just in case it did rain, if there was some moisture, that's going to be there. Moving on over to my shelter sleep system. Because there's no rain, wind's not bad, I am just going with my tarp system with my trekking poles. I got the Onyx O-N-Y-X tarp from Big Agnes. Doing some tent stakes. I add a little extra weight by going with the big sleeping pad. And I have a really small climate pillow that's a must. My camp chair is my must from Big Agnes. It's awesome. It's only 1 pound. And it packs up pretty small. And then my blow-up dry bag that I use to blow up the air mattress. That's pretty small, lightweight, and it's a must. I have to have it in order to blow up my bag. And another big Agnes thing, the bag liner, and then a new sleeping bag. Got a brand new one because it's going to be cold. I ordered a Big Agnes Lost Ranger Ultralight 3-in-1. So it's got an inner bag and an outer bag. Kind of excited about it because I'm a side sleeper, and it is going to allow me to side sleep a lot better and not shift on me weird. If you know anything about Big Agnes sleeping bags, they attach to the pad themselves so you don't slide off, and that inner bag is going to allow that outer bag to stay connected and the inner bag for me to rotate to my side. I think that'll be nice. Oh, also for my clothes there, I got a belt, obviously, and other things I see sitting around here. I got a glassing pad, a really lightweight little thing. My Ultimate Predator Stalker decoy. I'm going with the mule deer with the antlers on. Game bags, my tags, pen is there. I've got my moccasins for stalking in on something. And that is just about going to do it. I'll kind of go through here real quick. That's shelter sleep system. Oh, electronics, of course. I got headlamps, two of them in there. Power banks, multiple for the day. Charging cable is going to be here and then in the truck as well. So I've got ones to charge as well. And the charging cable to my phone. There's going to be actually one of those in the truck too, because sometimes those just go to crap for whatever reason. There's plenty of extra batteries, my phone, and so on. In my hunting gear kill kit, I am going with my tags, my license, my Havlon is my lightest knife, replaceable blade. I'm going with that one. That's always my backcountry hunt knife. It's nice and easy, lightweight, and I always bring that one on. Game bags, like I said, the Caribou Gear one. I like those. There's a little paracord in all this mix somewhere. And my Windicator. That's important for me to judge wind. Other things that I've kind of thrown in for the truck, I've got my target for shooting if I needed to.
next pair, socks, pants, clothes, that general next extra sleeping bag, extra game bag, jugs of water. Then I've got some extra food ready to go. And that about does it. Seems like a lot of stuff. I'm going to throw an extra pair of boots in the truck. Going to throw in, just a variety of things. I need some beer. Going to throw the coolers in. And that about does it. So kind of a real quick and dirty gear breakdown of everything I have for a mule deer hunt in November in South Dakota. It was pretty cold out, but not too cold. Not going to have a ton of moisture. The only thing that I'd have to do to change this up for a little colder weather is use my insulated boots and add in maybe some different pants, swap out my pants, swap out maybe the bigger coat, which I'd hate to do. I think that's where I think I have more of a whitetail hunting coat for that. I would want to get the good puffy to stick underneath that same shell to stay warmer. And then some more moisture control related things, a black plastic bag for sure, and maybe rain pants. So those are a couple things that I would make sure that got added. And other than that, I'm ready to go. Ready to stuff things in the bag. I learned a cool trick the other day of not putting like the sleeping bag in the bag itself and then putting it in your pack, because it's just gonna have all these odd shapes put into a little tube. So you definitely want to try and shove that whole bag in there, and then it's gonna cram down the bottom, food on top, and we're good to go. And I can ditch it all at a spike camp and go pretty lightweight as I go into my hunting area. So again, thanks for listening. When I return, I should have another good episode or two that are in the works that I'm pretty excited about. So thanks for listening, and happy hunting in November. But it ain't my ground. This is God's country.